It's Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, the donkey and the elephant are two animals famous for representing the United States' two most prominent political parties. On Election Day, we'll learn about the origin of these political mascots.
First, 300 is a magic number for corn farmers because a crop yield of 300 bushels per acre means it's been a near-perfect growing season.
Many Wisconsin corn farmers will reach that magic number this year because of good weather conditions. Soybean farmers are also expected to see bumper crop yields.
But with all this good news, there's also a downside. Prices have dropped to record low levels. Chris Robinson joins us now. He's Senior Risk Management Specialist with Top Third Ag Marketing, LLC. Chris, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Kate. Nice to be here.
Explain for us, what are the conditions that have led to this record yield year for Wisconsin farmers and farmers across the Midwest?
Well, yeah, combination. It was really a Garden of Eden growing season, and we've seen this before. With the if you get very good growing conditions, the American farmer is very good at producing a large crop. And typically, in a marketing year, we'll have some sort of a drought issue or too much rain issue. But really, we're kind of in the sweet spot when you look at across the entire nation, especially in Illinois, the Iowa states, Iowa, Illinois, but also Wisconsin. So you just kind of had the perfect conditions. And it's interesting because at the beginning of the year, a lot of people were concerned that we might have a La Nina drought. The first 3-4 months of the year, we thought that we may be looking at a situation where we'd have crop losses because of lack of rain. But we got through the middle of the summer, and you know the rain was good, and we got through the critical pollination period for corn. And lo and behold, we're looking at record yields and a very, very large crop, over a 15 billion bushel corn crop and over a 4 billion bushel soybean crop.
And put this in perspective, how does this year's bumper harvest compare to previous years? Because in 2011, there was also a record?
Yeah, in 2011, we had a good crop. And then 2014, a lot of the Iowa states also had a very good year. But it had been cyclical, kind of rolling through the different parts of the country, had good yields. We had drought issues, obviously, in the Southwest and down some weather issues down the Delta. But this was the one year where, by and large, and I think that was a big difference, across the country, we had very good growing seasons. Usually we'll have a year where it's too dry out in the west, or it's not enough rain somewhere else, or too much rain somewhere else. But in general, there were no real hiccups. And when you combine modern technology with the good seeds that we have, you see it all came to fruition. We just had a great yield. And so now we're dealing with the repercussions of that because of the large supply, supply and demand. We've had lower prices because of the increased supply. So that's potentially hurt the bottom line of not only Wisconsin farmers, but also farmers across the nation.
Yeah, explain for us the price of corn right now, and it's considered below the farmers' break-even point. How are farmers going to respond to this challenge?
Yeah, well, that's historically that happens. There are times when the markets where the prices are great, and the end price far exceeds what it costs to put a crop in. But right now, the break-even price for corn, and generally there may be some differences, but across the country it's about $4.20 to $4.30. Most of our clients, that's their area where they're paying their bills, they're covering their input costs, they're making their operating loans, and the business is running well. So when you drop below that, you're under the price of production, and just like everything else, you have to look at a farmer like a factory. If you're building a product and it costs you X amount of dollars to produce it, and you're selling it for X minus whatever, that's a losing proposition. So can we get through a year or two of that? Probably. If most farmers, if you turn the clock back to where we were between 2008 to 2013-14, we actually had very, very good prices. It was a very good time for farmers and producers. But here, lo and behold, we've had this large supply, which has pushed prices down. And we're really looking at at the lowest prices we've seen in corn in over 7 years, and that's affected some farmers. Now, better farmers, better producers, guys who have planned better, they'll be in a better shape. But somebody that's on the thin line of margins, especially if they're borrowing money to plant their crop, they're going to have to make a business decision in the next year or two what they're going to do.
We're talking with Chris Robinson. He's Senior Risk Management Specialist with Top Third Ag Marketing, LLC. Chris, talk to us a little bit about the quality that we're seeing coming in from the harvest with the corn yield.
Yeah, by and large, it's been excellent quality as well. There have been some isolated cases of blight and fungus and stuff, and things like that, but in general, this is an excellent crop. And it's one of the things that, moving forward, sometimes it can be a double-edged sword. When prices get cheap enough, people tend to not really care about quality. The one issue that is kind of out of whack right now, there's a shortage of high-protein wheat right now. And if that's something that if a producer out there has got really good quality high-protein wheat, they're actually getting a premium for their wheat. So even though you have to look at the broad spectrum, there, you know, little pockets of the ag business, or actually if you have that product, that there's a high demand for it. But in general, we had a really good year with very good quality.
If corn prices don't rebound anytime soon, do you expect these farmers to turn over their fields to something more profitable like the wheat?
I think so. It wouldn't actually probably be wheat, because wheat is at 10-year lows. And but I think what most farmers are looking at, especially in Wisconsin, it's going to be planting more soybeans.
Okay.
Soybeans at current prices are still profitable. It costs about half as much to put a soybean field in as it does corn. Again, that's, I'm speaking in generalities. And at these prices, at the end of the day, if you're borrowing money to plant a crop, you want to make sure that you're paying back your operating loan and you're making a profit. And that's the big decision, and people are anticipating that in 2017 we may have a shift in acres, not only in Wisconsin but across the nation, where farmers are going to put the pencil to paper and say, well, it makes more sense for us to grow beans. And, you know, that's one way, that's really the way supply and demand works. We will plant less corn, we'll grind through that supply, and hopefully it'll wash itself out, that we'll get back to where you'll have a little bit more demand. But right now, that's the biggest thing. There's a very large worldwide supply of grain, and so I think American farmers, they're going to have to make that decision this year. And they'll be making it, you know, at their kitchen table, or they'll be making it with their loan officer at the bank, because the banks are aware of where these farmers are sitting as well. So certainly not, you know, dire straits, but we'll be looking at probably more farmers planting more soybeans next year.
And really quickly, Chris, what does this all mean for our kitchen table, for our dinner tables? What does it mean for consumers?
Well, I think in general, I mean, the consumers, the benefits that, you know, when you have a large supply, prices stay low. You've seen that not only in the grain prices, but also in protein prices. Currently now, we're awash in supply of all forms of protein, not just to mention lean hogs. There's plenty of pork supply out there. There's plenty of chicken out there, and prices are depressed. We had a similar decrease in the price of beef, too. So while it's been negative if you're a producer or a farmer, it's positive at the end of the day, because the good supply keeps prices down.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much.
That was Chris Robinson, Senior Risk Management Specialist with Top Third Ag Marketing, LLC.